2 Kings chapter 12. But Jehoash sought the Lord's presence, and the Lord listened to him, because he saw how badly Aram's king was oppressing Israel. But the Lord was gracious to Israel, and had compassion on them, turning back to them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He didn't want to destroy them or throw them out of his presence until now. In the same chapter, as in the rest of the scriptures, we see manifestations of God's mercy and compassion for his own people. Despite their infidelity, as they still did not forsake their evil ways, it is indeed amazing the grace of God as he forgives and liberates them, even knowing that later they would be unfaithful. His grace is incomprehensible, and yet so wonderful. Every morning, his mercies are new. They had suffered punishments or trials, but when they cried out to the Lord, God heard them. Then the Israelites lived peacefully at home, just as they had in the past. Many people in the United States, the southern part, have had to leave their homes because of an unsurprisingly icy polar wave. They are without water, others without power, yet others have their houses flooded due to broken pipes. Others around the world, because of the pandemic, are suffering the loss of loved ones and the fear of contagion. We look forward to going back to our homes as before. But Jehoash sought the Lord's presence, and the Lord listened to him. He will also listen to you. And even if things may never return to normal, while we were on this earth, our hope is a better house, eternal in heaven. Jesus promised it.